हरे कृष्णा। डोंट जज अ फिश बाय इट्स एबिलिटी टू क्लाइंब अ ट्री। इन नेचर देर आर डिफरेंट क्रिएचर्स एंड फॉर देयर सर्वाइवल दे हैव बीन एंडोर्ड विद डिफरेंट एबिलिटीज। एंड अ फिश कैन सर्वाइव इन वाटर, स्विम स्विफ्टली इन वाटर, स्विम अगेंस्ट द करंट, इज एक्सपर्ट इन स्विमिंग। अ मंकी is expert in climbing up tree, jumping from one branch to another, jumping even from one tree to another, swiftly moving here and there with its four limbs. Now, if we started judging a fish by its ability to climb up a tree, the fish will not be able to take off itself. And if the standard of success for a fish were decided to be how good is it in climbing a tree, it would come out as a total failure. Now, the nature never judges living beings like this. But unfortunately, we human beings do something similar with each other. We all are individuals and we are all different individuals. This means all of us have different set of abilities. When we say we have some abilities, that also includes that we have inabilities. There are certain things which we are unable to do. And everybody needs to find engagement that is compatible with their abilities. By being engaged thus, we all can contribute meaningfully and gain satisfaction in our life. Unfortunately, when the society is too materialistic, then money, power, position, these alone are considered to be the barometers of success. And thereafter, only those professions which can give money, power, position in profusion, they are considered to be glamorous professions. They are considered to be successful professions. And other professions are considered to be worthless. So, for example, if somebody has the talent to become an artist, but then they are compelled to become engineers because engineering is the glamorized profession, then they will be frustrated. And because they may just not be able to get mathematical equations, they may not be able to get the structural engineering of things, and they may be judged by society as worthless, insincere, incompetent, good for nothing. But judging them thus is like judging a fish as worthless because of its inability to climb a tree. Actually, what is needed is to recognize that we all are different, we all have different talents. And the Bhagavad Gita assures us that with whatever talents we have, whatever be our nature, using that we can attain perfection. In 18.45 it says, Sve Sve Karmanya Bhirataha Sam Siddhim Labhate Naraha Svakarma Nirataha Siddhim Yatha Vindati Tashrunu. It says, Sve Sve Karmanya Bhirataha, by engaged in one's own work, Sam Siddhim Labhate Naraha, one can attain perfection. So now, this perfection, what does it refer to? It refers to all-round satisfaction. At one level, it refers to our own sense of satisfaction that we get when we are able to work in a way that helps us to make a constructive contribution in life. And ultimately, by doing this work, according to our God-given talents, in a mood of service to God, our work becomes transformed into a form of worship. And through such worshipful work, we raise our consciousness. And by using what God has given us in His service, we go closer to God and we attain perfection. Of course, attaining perfection requires practicing the process of Bhakti Yoga, by which we directly connect our heart with Krishna, by chanting His holy names, by studying scriptures, by worshipping the deities. Along with these activities, which will form a part of our life, along with these, there is also the engagement in our worldly professions according to our nature, by which also we can go closer to Krishna. So by this integration, when we practice spirituality, when we connect with Krishna internally, we experience peace, we experience Krishna's love for us. We realize that no matter how we or our profession or our talents are viewed in the eyes of the world, we are always valued by Krishna. So when that connection with Krishna and the security that it brings, it it stabilizes internally, then we can work according to what is our calling without succumbing to the world's glamorization. So rather than choosing something, some career, just because it is glamorized by the world, we can actually choose that avenue of work wherein we find lasting satisfaction. And this way, the spiritual, our material activity helps us go closer to Krishna when done in the mood of worship, and our spiritual activity, our spiritual connection with Krishna helps us to choose materially prudently. And thus, there is a synergy of the material and the spiritual, both of which take us towards lasting satisfaction and ultimate perfection. Thank you. Hare Krishna.